Topic 1. Some Basic Assumptions. We are entering upon a course of study wherein the entire tendency will be to throw the student back upon himself, and thus upon that larger self which has only, in most cases, made its presence felt at rare and highly emotional intervals. When the self is known and not simply felt, and when the realization is mental as well as sensory, then truly can the aspirant be prepared for initiation. I would like to point out that I am basing my words upon certain basic assumptions, which, for the sake of clarity, I want briefly to state. Firstly, that the student is sincere in his aspiration and is determined to go forward, no matter what may be the reaction of and upon the lower self. Only those who can clearly differentiate between the two aspects of their nature, the real self and the illusory self, can work intelligently. Secondly, I am acting upon the assumption that all have lived long enough and battled sufficiently with deterrent forces of life to have enabled them to develop a fairly true sense of values. They are not to be kept back by any happenings to the personality, or by the pressure of time and circumstance, by age or physical disability. They have wisely learned that enthusiastic rushing forward and a violent, energetic progress has its drawbacks, and that a steady, regular, persistent endeavor will carry them further in the long run. Spasmodic spurts of effort and temporary pressure peter out into disappointment and are a weighty sense of failure. Thirdly, I assume that those who set themselves seriously to benefit by the instructions in this book are prepared to carry out the simple requirements, to read what is written thoughtfully, to attempt to organize their minds, and adhere to their meditation work. The organizing of the mind is an all-day affair, and the application of the mind to the thing in hand throughout the daily avocations is the best way to make study and meditation periods fruitful and bring about fitness for the vocation of the disciple. With these assumptions clearly understood, my words are for those who are seeking to measure up to the need for trained servers. I say not, you note, those who measure up. Intention and effort are considered by us of prime importance and are the two main requisites for all disciples, initiates, and masters, plus the power of persistence. From A Treatise on White Magic, pages 53 to 54.